At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. I think I just mentioned that. Jeff Parlay is here as well, producer number 5 and 8. Good show today, Jeff. How you doing? You good?
I'm good.
Michael Lombardi here at the end of the show. Second hour, we'll talk NFL with him. Michael has a bone to pick with me, I believe. Bone to pick with me about the Patriots-Bills game the other night. We'll talk about that. Jason Weingarten from the Wide World of Weingarten podcast. Next hour as well. Always fun with Jason under a cloud of smoke. See what he's betting. Matt Cox from Three Man Weave. A little college basketball later on. You and I will do our power rankings. We have some... number one, let's look at division leaders. We did this on Primetime Action last night. I think we should take another look at it this morning. Division leaders in the NFL right now, who you trust the most, who you trust the least. Very simple exercise. We'll do that in the National Football League as well. But as we always do Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen, we talk college football. We start with Adam Kramer at Kegs and Eggs on Twitter, Bleacher Report, of course, VSiN contributor. And I think it's fair to say, really, pretty much responsible for about 78% of the rat poison that Nick Saban was talking about this week. Adam, good morning to you. How you doing, man? 78, did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm good and guilty as charged. Nick Saban smiling with the media. You know things have gone astray when that's the case, but he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. So, obviously, I'm joking, but Nick, you know, you were one of the many, many, many folks.
Yes.
That he was referring to. He uses it as motivation, any anti-Alabama rhetoric. And so you've been Georgia all year long before Georgia was even cool. Now, after you see that performance against Alabama, now Georgia wasn't as incentivized as the Crimson Tide were. Let's be honest about that. Do you look at that and go, oh boy, I might have been wrong this whole time. It's still Bama. Or do you take solace in that little note where you're like, well, they probably figured they were in even if they lost?
No, I think it's a mix of that, right? So I don't necessarily, like, I'm concerned. And here's why I'm concerned. Let's go to the concerning part. Stetson Bennett looks shook the entire game at quarterback. Like, it did not look good from the jump. You could see back there he looked panicked. And that's the part that gives me concern. When I was picking Georgia to win the national championship, and I have all year long, basically since June, I was doing so with JT Daniels. I wrote this on VSiN. I think George has a real quarterback controversy on his hands. And if it doesn't, then Kirby Smart isn't doing his job. And the concern I have with this team, quarterback has been a struggle at Georgia. That's been the Kirby Smart theme. When you look at Justin Fields allowing him to go and playing Jake Fromm, like, that just did not age particularly well in the college football, like, in the scope of it. And I think we're there now. That being said, you have games like this, especially in college, where things start rolling downhill and they just keep rolling and they snowball and they get bad. Bryce Young was superb. And I'll also say this, Georgia or Alabama just lost their second best, you know, skill position player.
They did.
That is a huge loss in Metchie. So as we start to size up a potential rematch, that offense was not the same when he was gone. Granted, it was Alabama sitting on the ball. Brian Robinson was really banged up in that game. Alabama's offensive line all of a sudden is like a brick wall. There's a lot of really interesting takeaways in that game, but no, I'm not necessarily panicking yet per se. I think Georgia still has a real crack at this.
Yeah, the Metchie thing cannot be overstated, because you do wonder, I think you mentioned in your piece, like, can Jameson Williams, he's great, but is he that great to, you know, to do it single-handedly as a wideout? Let me go back to a point you just made, and before we get to any potential Georgia-Alabama national championship, we obviously have the national semis. Do you think that Kirby Smart pays heed to what you just said and gives JT Daniels equal reps on the run-up to the semifinal against Michigan? Like, what's your instinct on that?
The vibe I'm getting and the people I'm talking to is no. I think he's going to stick with Bennett, but I also would think and I would hope that he would have a quick trigger, right? Are we going to have a Tua situation with Jalen Hurts here for Georgia? Which would be kind of ironic when you think about it, but just in terms of talent, like, JT Daniels is a legitimate NFL quarterback. I'm not quite sure where and how it has gone astray, and people I've talked to aren't exactly sure. We know injuries have been a problem. I know this. Bennett has played well down the stretch, but you can just see it. His eyes were the size of dinner plates in that game, and some of the throws were bad. It could have been worse for him, quite honestly. And you look at some of their big plays, Pickens, who's come back for them. I mean, Georgia's best offensive player is finally healthy, right? And that's the output you get. Pickens made a ridiculous play down the sideline, but that was all Pickens. I mean, that was a ceiling ball, right, that he had to go to up and catch. So I do think that at this point, right, and maybe I'm overstating it, but it would be coaching malpractice not to be thinking about how are we going to inject JT Daniels into this football game, depending how things with Michigan go. But I think Bennett's going to get the first crack at the Wolverines.
It would be coaching malpractice, and yet I can totally anticipate that malpractice.
That's what he does.
Happening.
That's the rep, right? Like that. Yeah. When you think about it, you and I talked about it last week, and this was the theme. Georgia's got the better team, but is Kirby going to Kirby this thing? Now, I can't put all of that game on him. A lot of things happened, and a lot of it was Alabama-related. But that reputation, that stigma, it didn't get a lot better after Saturday. I think that's pretty clear.
So since we're on Georgia, let's talk about the second of the national semis on New Year's Eve first. Georgia favored by 7.5 over Michigan. Your instinct, therefore, in a betting situation would be?
Well, these are like my two adopted teams, right? You and I have talked. You know I've campaigned for Jim Harbaugh. I've bet a lot of Michigan this year. I don't know how we calculate momentum. It's probably a really dangerous and reckless thing to do in football, especially when you have essentially a month between games. Momentum, not necessarily a thing we need to talk about. However, it's hard to not just, you know, assess the fact that Michigan is peaking, slayed the dragon in Ohio State, and oh my goodness, they slayed the Hawkeyes. That was real bad. I had to turn that off. I mean, that was rough. I'm not sure what that tells us. But I do think Michigan has the firepower to compete up front, which is always a concern with Georgia. We saw Alabama do that. Offensive line has been brilliant. Defensive line, of course, we talk about Bennett being panicky. They got the best defensive player in college football that's going to be chasing him down for 3 hours. How is that going to help that, truly? So I think Michigan, look, OC Gattis just won Broyles Award for basically the top assistant of the year for good reason. Play calling has been imaginative. Does Michigan have enough dudes, right? This point spread to me speaks to, does Michigan have enough dudes? I would give at least some consideration absolutely to giving Michigan a look, because I think they are really coming together. And I think offensively, they can do some things now to at least make that Georgia defense work. And they're not afraid. They're going to go right at that front. They're going to go right at Jordan Davis. Whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. But it's a this is a glorious car crash football game where they're just going to run at each other for 3.5 hours. It's going to be spectacular.
I took Michigan plus the points from the outset for many of the reasons you're stating, Stetson Bennett being top of that list. I will say this. I want to love Jim Harbaugh. How about that last touchdown against Iowa? That make you wince a little bit? Were you like, oh, God, why'd you do that?
You know, Jim, I've been campaigning for you for 3 years. And yes, you know, truthfully, the game was off. And that's when the text started flying in saying, why?
Why?
And then I had to turn it back on. And I said, all right, that seemed unnecessary. He's trying to make a state. I know I can't campaign for him anymore, man. He embarrassed my guy, Kirk. I'm out of that one. That was unnecessary.
What about Bama and Cincinnati? 13.5 or 14, somewhere in that pocket right now. 13.5, let's call it.
Cincinnati has more NFL players than I think than the general narrative is, like this little cute engine that could. They've got a great corner. They've got an NFL quarterback. They've got NFL running backs. They've got NFL D linemen. We talk about having some dudes. They've got some dudes. They have some people that Alabama would love to have on their team. The problem is the drop off between these dudes and the rest of the roster is significant. I remember the first national championship game I covered between Alabama and Clemson. Looking at the size of the Clemson players then versus Alabama, I'm like, how is this going to work? It's a different athlete, quite honestly, that they're recruiting and developing. Clemson has competed in that game, won that game. Now, of course, they have the Alabama athlete. The part of this that's hard to unwrap is how the rest of Cincinnati is going to hold up in these situations. And the other part of this, quite honestly, that's hard is Alabama's last game was not what we would have been seeing. That it was an outlier, in my opinion. I know it's Alabama being Alabama, that's fine. Bryce Young has been great all year. That offensive line all of a sudden learned how to block. The defense, beyond a couple of standout players, was superb, creating pressure, played with energy. Can they duplicate that performance? That sounds really absurd when you're talking about Alabama, but that's the concern that I have there. And yet, I think Cincinnati's physical deficiencies, truthfully, I mean, that's the part I worry about. You've got like 10% of that roster that is here for this. That's going to punch back against Alabama. It's not going to have a problem with 4- and 5-star players. How are they going to hold up? I think that's my chief concern.
Yeah, I took Alabama minus the points, but I don't like the Mechie thing. That's for sure. Definitely have pause with that. Check out Adam's article, as always, weekly at vsin.com. This one, A Better's Guide to College Football Week 15 and the College Football Championship. Also has to also includes coaching carousel comments. Also includes Adam's thoughts on where he has a quibble with the rankings. Not in the top four, but there's a quibble in there about what went down after the top four, and it's in that piece as well. We have 60 seconds here. You and I will talk bowl games. We'll do them sort of chronologically. We'll start next week with those. But we do have Army-Navy this week. You have a betting thought on this.
I like Navy. That schedule stunk hard, really, really difficult. By the way, the total in this game at 34 is hilarious, and it sounds like it's going to rain. So this is going to be an extra special Army-Navy game. But I think Navy, when you look at it, played Cincinnati, they've played Notre Dame, they've covered 4 of 5. They've been a pretty resilient group. This matchup has kind of always been kind of odd, frankly, in terms of that, but I think it's going to be low scoring. Again, I think the weather may stink, which is going to make for some spectacular viewing. If you're giving me those points, I think I'm gladly going to take them. Although I look back at some of my history in betting this game, it's not gone particularly well. We'll see if I can turn that around this weekend.
They caught on to the total finally, though. They certainly did there with the 34. I've seen it as low as 33.5. Rat Poisoner Adam Kramer, everybody, kind enough to join us.
Guilty.
We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bowl season upon us. Thank you, Adam. Adam at Kegs and Eggs on Twitter. And again, check it out at vsin.com, A Better's Guide to College Football. Week 15 in College Football Championship. Jeff and I, Power Rankings, next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you each and every morning by BetMGM Nevada. Always check out the BetMGM Sportsbook. It is so, so easy to sign up. Matter of fact, it won't take you but a few seconds as football season goes on. It is Nevada's premier sports betting app with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Won't take you but a few seconds to download and then stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM. MGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Can I give a shout out outside the studio this morning when I was walking in, Jeffrey? I hope I'm getting their names right. David and Andy Goldberg from Washington, D.C., who Andy works close to where my parents live, literally like a three-wood away from where my parents live. And he was explaining to me how, like, D.C. sports betting, and everybody knows the lines in D.C., the betting lines, have been historically awful, that they've, you know, ever since they had sports betting legalized there. Well, he explained to me there's a Class A and there's a Class B. And, like, Class B, like, local businesses, small businesses can apply for, like, I don't know, he said like $100,000 or something like that, to run their own sports books, like, out of a restaurant. I had no idea about this. So, Jeff, I go to my parents' house. I could just walk down the street and make some bets. Should I walk in there and be like, I'd like $5,000 on a WTA 250 event? See what happens if that goes. Oh, I'm sorry, Gil, we can't do that. But the betting lines are supposedly better at these little shops. I had no idea about that. Learn something new every day.
I had no clue either.
Thank you to those guys for saying hello this morning. Real real cool to have some DC folk out there. So congratulations to both of them. Andy doing big things, apparently. He's not the owner of the establishment, he says, but interesting situation there. All right, you ready to do, first of all, should we put the Irvin Magic Johnson tweet out here? Should we do that? Do you have that available? Irvin Magic Johnson has struck again, ladies and gentlemen. Greatest tweeter of all time. Lakers beat the Celtics last night, crushed them. But Magic Johnson chimes in with this. If the Lakers are going to turn their season around, there are three things they must do on defense. Jeff, you taking notes on this? Three things. First, they must play better individual defense. Second, they must play better team defense. And third, transition defense. They must improve their transition defense! Exclamation point. Irvin Magic Johnson, everybody, chiming in on the Lakers' defensive woes. That's pretty much the three... It's pretty much the three tenets of defense as far as I'm concerned in basketball. All right, power rankings. Now, these are always fun. Who goes first, me or you, Jeff? Me? Okay. I'm going to do mine 1 through 10 as we head into week 14. Is this week 14? Yeah, week 14 of the National Football League season. No change at the top, and no change really in the top four. Arizona Cardinals remain my number one, best record in football. Won a couple games with Colt McCoy. Did what they had to do against the Bears. No reason to move them. Green Bay Packers, they were idle last week. Number two, Green Bay, huge favorites this week as well. We'll get to Survivor. We'll try to break down the remaining Circa Survivor entries here momentarily. Green Bay, obviously the biggest favorite on the board. They're number two. They remain at number two in my power ratings. Tampa Bay, they got it done. They covered against Atlanta. They had that one ridiculous pick six at the end of the first half. Otherwise, just ho-hum. Tampa Bay remains number three. Dallas remains number four. Look, Dak looks a little gimpy. He absolutely does. But, you know, Amari Cooper was on a pitch count. So I'm not going to take anything really away from Dallas when they're not at full strength there or at full health. They remain at number four. Now here's where it begins to sort of stray. I've got the Indianapolis Colts at number five, the 7-6 Indianapolis Colts, who I believe with Jonathan Taylor on one side of the field and Darius Leonard on the other. This is a team that if they can sneak into the playoffs, boy, oh boy, you want no part of them. I got the Indianapolis Colts at number five. I do have the New England Patriots at number six. Bill Belichick and the Patriots get it done on Monday night at Buffalo, inclement weather. Good for them. They get away with it. Great strategy. I want people to hold two things in their heads at the same time. A great game plan that almost went too far. Let's hold those two thoughts in our heads at the same time. I know that's difficult for a lot of people. New England at number six. Chargers move back in. They were one week away from my top 10. They're back in at number seven. Here's the thing with the Chargers. And for those who scoff at something like that, get back to me, 9 days from now, 10 days from now. I have a feeling the Chargers are going to be leading the AFC West. Chargers have a game against the Giants this week, and then the Thursday showdown against the Chiefs. Remember, they've already beaten the Chiefs this year. And here's what the Chargers have proven. And we've said this all year about Brandon Staley. They don't care if they lose by 1,000. So you're going to get games with the Chargers where they look miserable because of fourth down decision makings where the result don't go their way. And then you're going to get some games from the Chargers where you're like, whoa, you don't want to get good Chargers on a given day because they'll crush you. Chargers at seven with, besides Patrick Mahomes, the one guy in the league you'd start a team around, and Justin Herbert. Chiefs are eight. So I've said it about the Chiefs. I am not nearly as sold as the Kansas City Chiefs as everybody else seems to be. I think they are a mediocre offense as currently constituted with a quarterback who has lost all sort of mechanics, a defense that people want to canonize into a great one. I'm not there yet. They're at number eight. Tennessee idle. They remain in my top 10. They're at number nine. Again, I don't take away for not having players. They will get Julio Jones back this week. A.J. Brown right around the corner. Derrick Henry perhaps for the postseason. Remember with the Derrick Henry thing, his sixth week of absence is next week. Remember the optimistic projections on him was 6 to 8 weeks. The more realistic was 8 to 10 weeks. He might not be far around the corner either. And the number 10 Rams get back in. They crush the Jaguars. Rams are 10. On the outside looking in, Ravens, Bengals, Bills. Jeffrey.
Number one can't change on my end, Gil. You and I are simpatico there because the Arizona Cardinals have to stay at number one. They just do. As long as they keep winning, they're going to stay there. Green Bay stays at two for me. Didn't play last week. We'll see them. We'll see how badly they destroy Chicago on Sunday night. But Green Bay stays there. Tampa stays three. And then New England stays four. Really, Gil, I could not change my top seven. My top seven is the exact same from last week. Even though I wasn't overly impressed with Kansas City beating Denver, they still won the game and covered. I wasn't overly impressed with Dallas. They still won the game and covered. Same deal with the Rams. Wasn't overly impressed with them, but Jacksonville scored no points in the second half. So they all stay. 8, 9, 10 is extraordinarily difficult. Because I know Indy now, how much can you take from them beating Houston basically nothing. Next to nothing? But the way Indianapolis plays makes them extraordinarily dangerous. And the one reason that they're in the top 10 for me and Tennessee is not, even though we expect Derrick Henry to come back, we're not 100% certain what version of Derrick Henry we're going to get. If we get a extremely compromised version of Derrick Henry, then Tennessee can't even sniff this top 10. If Derrick Henry looks mostly like himself, they'll be immediately put in to my top 10. Granted, that'll be by the playoffs. We won't be doing these rankings anymore. But Indy gets the edge over Tennessee right now because of that. And then the Chargers and the Bengals coming at 9-10. I've been looking for a reason to take Baltimore out for weeks. They finally lose, so they go right out. And also, they have no defensive players left. I don't know how Baltimore's – I know they have a big jump to make the playoffs. They probably only have to win two games the rest of the way to get there. With all those injuries, at some point, it's going to catch up fully with them, and they're not going – and they're going to go on a losing streak. So they're out. Chargers at 9, Bengals at 10. Chargers – and the Chiefs next Thursday at SoFi is going to go a long way to figuring out not only our rankings, which are in the grand scheme of things more to just see how we evaluate it, but it's going to be the big one in the entire, not only the AFC West, but maybe even the entire AFC playoff picture. Because even though New England has the tiebreak on the Chargers still could find a way to get to the one seed if they get some breaks down the stretch, Gil.
So too will the Colts and the Patriots, right? Not this week.
It's a ginormous game next
Saturday. Ginormous game as well. So, again, anybody who scoffs, just wait a week or two. Then get back to us. You also have the Ravens and the Bills on the outside looking in, as I do.
I don't know how you can possibly put Buffalo in the top 10 at this point. Every good team they have played this year, except for Kansas City, when Kansas City was in the middle of their state where they forgot how football worked. That's the only good team they've beaten this year.
The Buffalo Bills to make the playoffs are still minus 450. Yes.
Yeah, the one big thing with Buffalo's remaining schedule is we talk about how Washington had that get-out-of-jail-free card with all the division games.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo has three home games left.
Yeah.
Carolina, Atlanta, and the Jets. They're going to be big favorites in all three of those games.
So basically, if you don't make the playoffs, you never deserve to make the playoffs.
Correct.
That's the deal with the Buffalo Bills. It's fascinating. We're not that far off on ours. Not that different, you and I. Curious to see how others feel about those. Power Rank is always interesting to look through that prism and handicap games. We'll come back. Let's look at all the division leaders. I want to talk Survivor, too, but let's look at division leaders, who you trust the most and the least. We'll look at the odds to win the conferences of the Super Bowl. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN holiday offer is here right now. If you sign up for our $99 midseason football special, you also receive a $20 credit to the VSiN store. Get all of our expert sports betting analysis inside the data for the rest of the football season, plus $20 to buy VSiN sports betting hat, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. It is a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, Jeff Parlay is here as well. Jeff, I need to know what everybody wants. It's Christmas. What are we going to do this for Easter?
We have the list. It's in the email, and it's actually going to be coming to you after the show today.
Thank you very much. What are we going to get?
Our jack of all trades, Ann Goldstone, today was actually asking the exact same thing of me, Gil. So
of course she was. And also the person who said, "Can I get a hoodie? Is that allowed?" Yes, Ann, you can. I said any item. What are we going to give these out on Tu B'Shvat? Let's give them out on Christmas. All right. Here's the deal. Teasers. Favorite teaser legs in the National Football League, week 14. As we look at the current numbers, and we're looking for the Wong teaser legs as one category, or those teams that essentially you would tease down to beat their opponents. Let's talk about some of these here. The way the numbers are looking right now, these are slim pickings. All right. Baltimore Ravens teased up through the 3 and the 7, catching 8 or 8.5 at Cleveland. That is one teaser option. The Atlanta Falcons, are you kidding me? Give me this one. Teased up through the 3 and the 7, catching 8.5 against the Carolina Panthers. Give me that. Let's see. Let's go to the just do the Wongs first. L.A. Rams teased up through the 3 and the 7, catching 8.5 against the Cardinals. Any idea why that line came off the 3 yesterday? Do you have any understanding of why that did? Rams sentiment? Because there was no news specifically with anything.
Not entirely sure.
Yeah. So those are like the – there's another one. Denver teased down through the 7 and the 3, hosting the Lions. I may be missing some. Which do you love? Which of those do you love? Which of those do you not trust? We did this on primetime last night. Baltimore was the one that no one trusted.
Yeah, but then do you really think Cleveland is capable of beating anyone by double digits at this point?
Coming off a bye. By the way, how about these two, the scheduling quirk again with Cleveland? At Baltimore, bye, home Baltimore. Don't ever remember that ever happening.
There was last year, the Jets and the Dolphins were scheduled to do that where both teams had the bye and were going to play each other back-to-back with the bye in between. But naturally, that game ended up getting moved, so we did not get the scenario last year.
The other scheduling quirk we've talked about from the beginning of the year is Washington now gets Cowboys-Philly in a four-week stretch.
Well, and also, too, the entire NFC East is all playing each other the last 5 weeks, and just the way that broke down. Basically.
By the way, here was Kelly Bidlin, our producer last night, Primetime Action. He said, imagine if three teams make the playoffs from the NFC East. Like, it's not an impossibility now that Dallas, Washington, and Philly in the scrum that is the NFC all made the playoffs. That would be ridiculous.
You know who would love that? The TV networks.
They would.
Who would not love that? Basically everyone else.
I'd love it. Old school. So is Baltimore the one you trust? You don't trust that.
They're the one I trust the least.
They are the one.
The one I trust the most, and I'm sure I will regret this, is Atlanta. I know that line is, I mean, Atlanta, that should be a pick. We still don't know who's playing quarterback for Carolina. Joe Brady got fired for no good reason at all. That just seems like a situation in disarray there with the Panthers. So even though I think the Falcons stink also, getting them up to 8.5 seems pretty good. The only hesitation there is Carolina, with Darnold playing a bad game and with Darnold being hurt in the middle of the game, were able to beat Atlanta in Atlanta earlier this year.
Yeah. Non-Wong teaser options. You could tease Seattle down on the road to essentially just beat Houston. Seems pretty teasable to me. How bad is Houston that Seattle? The Seattle Seahawks are an 8-point road favorite. That is,
it's pretty bad.
A short list in history where a team with a record as poor as the Seahawks are that big of a favorite on the road against anybody. That's how bad the Texans are. Again, with Tyrod Taylor having a worse total QBR than Mac Jones did this past week. 2.7 total QBR for Tyrod Taylor, 4.3 for Mac Jones. Remember, Mac Jones attempted 3 forward passes and completed 2 for 19 yards. Shall we talk Survivor? Instead of doing the Megapod question of which of the big favorites is the most likely to lose outright, let's do it through the prism of Circa Survivor. 5 players eliminated, 5 entries eliminated this past week. We go from 28 left to 23 left out of 4,080 that started this. One of the 5 eliminated is my buddy Joe Pita, who, if you've listened to this show or have listened to the Beating the Book podcast for many years, he's the author of Trading Bases, author of the Masters Tour Guide, the definitive publication on analytics at Augusta. He's coming on the show on Tuesday, so 6 days from now, exclusive with Joe Pita, to go through. We're going to go through the whole process of what his Sunday was like as one of the people who got eliminated on the Minnesota Vikings. All 5 were eliminated on the Vikings on that last second touchdown pass from Goff to St. Brown by the Lions. It's not a hedging story. It is a, how can I put this? A targeting, I want to get the wording right. It's not a hedge because people are like, well, you can't really hedge that early. Okay, well, Joe has a Wall Street background, so it's really a targeting of monetary, of just sort of securing a certain amount of money. Let's call it that. A monetization target. We'll get into what he did. If you ever get in this situation and you want to know how you play this financially, it's a great story, and it's only half the story because something else huge happened to Joe on Sunday while all of that was going on as well. He'll be on the show next Tuesday to talk about it. So there's 23 left out of 4,080. The intrinsic value of those 23 entries, each of those, is $260,869.57. That's how much the intrinsic value is right now. Of those 23 entries, two people still have two left. So there's 21 different people who have the 23 entries. And those two people who have the two entries, they've got to be power ranked number one and number two simply because they have two of these. Now, which teams are dead to the field of teams you might want to use later? Indianapolis now joins the Rams, the Cowboys, and the Bills as dead to the field. Nobody has them left. Those teams don't exist anymore for any of the remaining 23 entries. Everyone going into this week, now, talk about the big favorites that we just talked about. Everyone has Seattle available this week at Houston. Everyone. Everyone has Tennessee available this week. Tennessee, in their game this week, everyone has them available. 20 of 23 have the Chargers available to them. Remember, the Chargers are hosting the Jake Fromm-led, we think, New York Giants. That's what it's trending towards. And remember, in the case of the Tennessee Titans, Titans this week are facing the Jaguars, hosting the Jaguars. So these are all the big favorites. That's who has what left. Other notes: one entrant, one of the remaining 23, has New England left. This is for later. This is for beyond this week now, because New England's on a bye. But only one of the remaining 23 has New England left. And as far as Christmas considerations, 13 of the remaining 23 have Arizona available, but only one of those 13 has Green Bay. So you're figuring 12 probably saving Arizona for Christmas, but not that 13th? I don't know. We're speculating. So the question becomes, what would you do in this week if you were still in it in Survivor? First of all, it all means that the split between the Chargers, the Titans, and the Seahawks will be fascinating. That's for sure. The Seahawks, the Titans, and the Chargers, the most of the big favorites that folks have available. Again, everyone has Seattle left. Everyone has Tennessee left. 20 of 23 have the Chargers left. So what do you do? Do you take Tennessee, figuring that at least half or maybe two-thirds or three-fourths will be on the Chargers in their game against the Giants? Is that the game theory way of playing this? You only really have one other spot to play the Chargers here moving forward. Is that the move? Play Tennessee and let everybody else pick the Chargers? I don't know. Every week we say, oh, nobody's going to lose, but somebody inevitably does. That's the breakdown. 23 remaining Survivor entries. No need to speculate, Jeff, because who knows what we'd have left, right? But I think if you had all those three at the top available, which most do, Seattle, Tennessee, and the Chargers, that's going to be the fascinating breakdown between those three. We'll see if anybody goes rogue beyond that. Someone will. Should be fascinating. Good for everybody. 260,000 plus intrinsic value left Circus Survivor. What a job they've done over there. We'll come back. College basketball with Matt Cox from Three Man Weave next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sports books, welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code VSiN200 when you make your first bet. Enjoy NBA action like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code VSiN200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. That simple. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi or Nevada. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Logic 3227. Now that college football is winding down, we need a weekly spot with Todd Wishnev talking college basketball. Can I tell you how that conversation goes, Jeff? I text Todd and I go, hey, Todd, want to do a college basketball segment? Well, I don't know, Gil. I mean, I don't want to give away my stuff. Okay, it's big time in me. Scott, Bad Marine 77. Gil, curious for the Circus Survivor. If four people make it to the end and split the $6 million prize, but two have either Tampa Bay or Kansas City left, do those contestants each get the $1 million bonus on top of their share? I do not know the answer to that question. They split $1 million or they each get $1 million? Bat Signal, Mike Palm, Jeffrey Benson, let me know. Should I Ron Burgundy through one of these? Frank Stein, question for Gil and Matt Cox. In the NFL, there's obviously key numbers to look for when handicapping sides and totals. Are there key numbers you look for when handicapping college basketball sides? Well, you know what, Frank Stein? I think I have Matt Cox right here to answer that. From 3-Man Weave at 3MW underscore CBB. It's the guy, it's the George Michael of the operation who wants to go solo at some point. It's Matt Cox. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, Gil. Humbled after a few of my recent VSiN poor results. But, yeah, maybe the whole George Michael experiment might have to be put on hold. I might actually have to be a team player for the next few months.
Yeah.
Riding my colleagues' coattails.
Let me ask you this about that question you just heard from Frank Stein. Key numbers, college basketball. It's a great question. What is your stance on that?
So there's been some good analysis on this. I forget the actual source. I apologize. I want to credit whoever did this, but did a lot of back testing. And I've done a little bit of my own with the subset of data that I have historically. 2, 3, and 5 are the key numbers. Anecdotally, I'd sometimes add 7 to that group. But in terms of plus EV, half value, or half point adds, whenever you're at 1.5, 2.5, you want to get to 2. 2's one of the more key numbers, and then 3 and 5 as well. For some reason, 4 doesn't quite qualify, nor does 6. So typically, especially if you missed a little bit of the early steam on a side, I think 2, 3, 5 are always worth adding to if you can get there.
Let me ask you a follow-up to that, which is, okay, you know that from your research. When you're handicapping games on a daily basis, are you ever thinking about that, though?
No, I'm not, to be honest. I'm aware of it. Sometimes if I'm, you know, thinking about the strike price, I'll look at the initial openers, and then I'll look at as the market broadens, as more and more books drop their prices. I'm looking to circle games where they're hovering right around the 2-3-5 spot. And there's a, you know, I'll take a bigger bet at 5, but I'll drop my unit more substantially from 5 to 4.5, as opposed to 9 to 8.5. And obviously, as you move up the spectrum away from 0, you need to be a little less strict about your strike prices. But you need to be a little more diligent the closer you are to 0, especially at those key number intervals, 2, 3, and 5.
Makes sense. By the way, you're doing your full dive into baseball here moving forward. Not the key numbers, but I can't wait to pick your brain about some of the stuff you come up with.
Talk to me in March.
Second thoughts.
Second thoughts for now. But March, and then, hey, this year, maybe we might have an entire April to do our prep work if the season doesn't kick off until wherever the hell it's going to start.
Right.
I would welcome that with open arms, as nonsensical as that whole thing is. Selfishly, I wouldn't mind the extra prep time.
Rooting openly for the work stoppage. I love
it. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. What will we talk about in July, though? That's the thing. Let me ask you, So we're on primetime action. Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin, and I last night here on the network, and we got all kinds of screens up. And we're talking football mainly, even though there's no football actually being, you know, airing live. There's only a few NBA games, so we inevitably had a bunch of college basketball in there. And there was Texas Tech in Tennessee. And the overtime, you listen, the overtime, 21 points were scored, so it really makes this look different than it was. It ends up being a Texas Tech 57-52 win, upset win, outright win as a 4-point dog against the 13th-ranked Vols. But in regulation, this was 44-44. And so I just, you know, this is what I always say to college basketball folks, and I get it, betting is a different thing. But for those who are betting this stuff and you watch something like this, like, competitive is one thing, good is another. Like, when you watch this, are you like, this is terrible, but imminently bettable still?
Yeah, I was on the under in that one, luckily.
Oh, good for you.
So, yeah, props to me, one of the few winners I've had this year. So it's nice to get an under sale by, I think, 20-plus points with the extra overtime, too. I don't know. I mean, I tend to look at these ugly games. It's hard to predict, but this one seemed a little bit too obvious. And when something looks too good to be true, sometimes it actually is. I mean, Tennessee, Texas Tech, two phenomenal defensive teams. The way they defend, they shell, they park the bus, they make you make shots. So when you have one team go 6 of 40 from 3, and the other team go not a lot better, I mean, there's going to be a lot of bricks, and just turns into a watch your eyes bleed out as you tune in. But, yeah, I mean, you got to look at all these games, man. Every game has value on both sides in total.
Of course.
This is one I'm not looking to watch, but certainly the under had some value, I thought.
All right, let me cherry pick one tonight before you give us your favorite picks on the college basketball slate. Not the sexiest slate, but still, again, bettable, as always, in some spots. St. Joe's and Penn. I want to ask you about this. Two Philly teams, one obviously an Ivy Leaguer. St. Joe's favored by 4.5. Is that too little?
I don't think it's – I think I'm going the other way.
Really?
I like Penn quite a bit here. Yeah, ooh. I do. St. Joe's is a team that looks kind of sexy on paper. They have some talent. Billy Lang there is trying to do like a Villanova-light, the NBA-ification. They play pace, space, shoot lots of threes. I think Penn's just the better coach team. And talent-wise, now that they're healthier, I don't think the gap's all that stark. To be honest, I think St. Joe's just overvalued. I think the roster looks better than it is. They don't play any defense. They're discombobulated. I think Penn's a good play here tonight at +4.
Wow. We're showing 3.5 now. You still like it at 3.5?
Yeah, I would take it. 3 is where I drew my line. And again, back to the whole key number thing, I'm not going to be as strict going from 4 to 3.5 as I would be from maybe 3 to 2.5.
All right. Did I randomly run into one of your best bets just by chance?
The top 5. I have a pretty hefty volume tonight, actually.
All right, give me your other 4 in your top 5 besides that one.
So I have Eastern Michigan. That's 684 in the betting rotation. It's been bet up. Some early money came in on the Eagles. Home spot playing Niagara. One of these weird mid-major non-conference games sandwiched in between a couple of conference games and then the actual conference slate that started up in January. Anecdotally, I have the numbers on this. It seems like the home team has played in these spots. For the road team, sometimes has like that throwaway game feel. This game in Niagara doesn't really mean much. It's all about conference record and positioning themselves for the conference tournament for them. And EMU just got their best player back, Noah Farrakhan, coming back from a West Coast trip. Just a good spot for the Eagles. I think they should be a 3-4 point favorite here.
Okay. Eastern Michigan along with Penn next.
And I got my second. I have two ones I really like. The second one, Minnesota, Homosota, as we used to call them last year, 7-0-4 in the betting rotation. They're hosting Michigan State, and I just think 7 points at home is a lot, especially with Ben Johnson, new coach. They'll grind it to a halt. They're only using like seven guys. They're going to play a low possession game. You keep Michigan State out of transition, usually have a chance. And whenever you have a chance to back a home team in the Big Ten, when you have value, usually a pretty good play. So I like Homosota here.
All right, we're getting 7.5. You like it even better there with 7.5. Those are the ones.
7.5.
You
take the hook.
You didn't want to go to 5. You want to keep it at those three?
I'll go one more.
Okay.
I think I had a Utah Valley recommendation last time I was on your program. I'm going the other way. I'm going to fade the Wolverines. Tough spot here after that monstrous home win over BYU. Now they have to go play Southern Utah, excuse me. And this is a non-conference game where, you know, I know the home won't be as strong. Both these teams are pretty close geographically. But Southern Utah's got some real offensive firepower, and I don't think Utah Valley has the horses to run with them, especially coming off that big win. I know it's been bet up to 6.5 most places right now. I would take it up to 7. I do think this has blowout written all over it.
You do? Okay. All of those will be in the newsletter. Yes, Mr. Parlay? All will be in the VEASAN newsletter, VEASAN.com/newsletter, to get all of them in case you missed them here, and they'll have the rotation numbers as well. Last thing before you go, because we only have 30 seconds here. Purdue, number one team in the country, justified in your opinion? Where do you have them power ranked, if you will?
I got Gonzaga, Duke, and Purdue, 1A, 1B, 1C. I know I'm probably being homerish towards Duke, but that team's played to a high number, even as disappointing as the letdown was. Purdue's right up there. Gonzaga's right up there.
Is it a fairly even space between Gonzaga and Duke, and then Duke and Purdue?
Marginal. You put them on a neutral, and you played a round robin, I'd have everyone within a point and a half, probably.
Who's 4 and 5?
4 and 5, God, that's where it gets dicey. I think KU's right in that 4 mix. KU or Nova. I like KU Nova.
Okay. Parlay giving it the nod on KU. You like that at 4? All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Cox, part of the trio that is 3-Man Weep. 3MW_CBB. Thank you, Matt, as always. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Go take care of yourself.
You
man.
Too. Always love the questions, too, on Key Numbers College Hoops. Coming back, Jason Weingarten, Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM. BetMGM. BetMGM.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.